Joining me on the phone is Ryan Dodd, general manager of the Innisfail Eagles. And Ryan, let's maybe start with the end of last season. You guys were up 3-0. One win away from getting back to the Allan Cup for the second year in a row. And then obviously the COVID-19 pandemic happened. Just what was the reaction of your coaches, your players, your organization to a really tough way for the season to end?
It was heart-wrenching for a lot of the guys. They're players that are... played a lot of hockey, and for some of those guys, they were possibly looking at calling it a career after a trip back to the Allan Cup. And of course, with the abrupt end, now a lot of them are looking at coming back and playing next season. So, but it was a real shocker for the guys, and you're disappointed, but of course, you want what's best for everybody, and you don't want to be part of the reason why the spread goes crazy, so you want to be part of the solution. So we understood, and unfortunately had to pull the pin, being up 3-0, and of course there's no declaration of the provincial championship, which was unfortunate because I'm fairly certain that we're going to be able to capture our first provincial championship for the Eagles in quite a long time, but understandable, and we're looking forward to this season.
Yeah, and when you talk about this season, you'll have something you didn't have last year, which is a league to play in. So what is that league, and how did this come about?
Well, for the last couple of years, we've applied to play in the North Central Hockey League, which consists of a lot of teams like Red Deer and Lacombe. But they have a bylaw in their league that it's only a double-A league, so any team that declares triple-A is not allowed to play in that league. So we went on the hunt last year, and unfortunately it just became too late. So Stoney and ourselves decided that we'd just play some games head-to-head to keep ourselves fresh. But that got a little long as well. You're looking at the same team 14, 15, 20 times, whatever it is, and it almost it loses its luster. So we went out and looked around this year, and the Ranchland League, which consists of Lethbridge, Manton, Siksika, Kainai, and Fort McLeod, they opened up their doors and they said that they'd be happy to have a triple-A team come in and play in their league, in hopes that it's going to draw more people into the stands. They're going to get a look at a little higher level hockey, and hopefully we'll be able to affiliate some of their players for a shot at the Allan Cup.
Yeah, and so overall, what does it mean to have this place to play and some new foes for the Innisfail Eagles?
I mean, it's great. It's great. You read the comments on social media and stuff, and people are excited. People are really happy because they're going to see some different players. They're going to see some different teams. It's not just the same team coming into town over and over. So people are excited, and sponsors are falling, and they're like, "Oh, really? You got a league to play in? That's so awesome. We needed that." And so, it's one of the worries with COVID-19. What are sponsors going to do next year? Well, I've had a bunch of the sponsors phone them, and they're excited for next season. So we just got to get there. Hopefully COVID-19 and it somehow gets under control, or we figure out a way that we're going to play hockey, because it's going to be an exciting season, that's for sure.
What's your message for your sponsors and your fans as we look forward to this new opportunity?
Well, our message is we got a lot of players returning. Our team's going to be good. It's going to be competitive. There's a lot of excitement, a lot of buzz around the team, and we look forward to putting an excellent product on the ice and bringing an Allan Cup championship back to a town that deserves it. The Eagles have been playing in numerous leagues, and one of the oldest teams in senior hockey, and never pulled in a Allan Cup championship, and hopefully this year is going to be the year.
And you'll have yourself and Coach Sutter back next season as well, obviously?
Yeah. Coach Sutter, he's already phoning and excited. The one thing he's saying over and over, he doesn't want to put anybody's health at risk. So he wants to make sure that we've got a good, solid plan moving forward before anybody goes out on the ice. But he's quite excited with the opportunity of getting a lot of these guys to return, and of course having a league to play in, and he's got family down in Lethbridge, so going into Lethbridge and playing down there, so he's going to have family down there. They'll come to the games, and people he doesn't see a whole lot during cabin season or hockey season, and so So he's pretty excited about the opportunity.
Excellent. Anything else you want to add as we hit midsummer here in terms of the Innisfail Eagles and the outlook for next year and anything you guys have planned?
We're going to have a few skates for people who want to come out and try out for the team. Right now, today, we've got about 16 returning guys from last season's crew. Alan York's going to be back, and Colton Hayes, and Joe Vandermeer, Chris Baylor. So, I mean, it's Chad Robinson, Riley Simpson. It's a great list of guys, great list of players. And we're going to open it up, and we're going to have some skates probably in mid-September that give a few players an opportunity to come out and have a look and see what they think, and maybe they can crack the lineup and have a shot at the Allen Cup.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for this update, Ryan. We look forward to seeing the Innisfail Eagles take part in Ranchlands Hockey League action this upcoming season.
That sounds good. Thank you, Galen.